Yeah, when you go to a show like a U2 at the Sphere, mm-hmm. and you're sure you're seeing someone famous in the crowd.
Right.
And then you're like, no, that's not that person. That looks like my uncle.
Right.
But someone sent me a picture of Billy Idol in the crowd.
Is that right?
Yeah, at the U2 Sphere show just
that's
the other day.
That's kind of cool.
And he's like, hey, man, great.
All right. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Why do we eat at Talleyrand?
You love it. You ripped into your burger and...
We had lunch at Talleyrand today, which is a restaurant in Burbank that has been open for 150 years.
Yeah, in 1910, I believe.
And everyone there...
What?
Is 80 plus.
There were 2 heart attacks while we were there and a couple ambulances.
The food is really good.
How dare you?
The food is real. I had a hamburger today and I took like 2 bites.
It did. I have to admit, it didn't look very good.
And she said, you want to take that with you? And I said, no, thanks.
Nope.
Yeah, it was.
You know those dives?
It may have been people. And the hamburger may have been people.
Hamburgers,
I'm not sure.
People. So, what was it, that guy, Andy Schoen, we all know so well, he used to love those kind of places. Like, there was one, Frank's on Olive,
sure.
here in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to insist every time we'd go out to lunch, we'd eat there. And I'm like, dude, this is awful.
Right, it's not good food.
I know, isn't it great?
I mean, that's why we go to the Talleyrand for the comedy.
Yeah. And the bar downstairs and back.
Sure.
Did you notice it kind of smelled like a bathroom when we walked in?
Yeah, of course. It always smells like a bathroom.
Not like that.
Yeah, it really does.
Something new.
It really always smells like
I can't smell anything, though,
bathroom.
So my nose is useless.
And then there's also Patty's that we used to go to all the time.
Yeah,
they're not quite as bad.
No. But it's Bob's Big Boy. I like Bob's Big Boy.
Sure.
Next meeting will be at Talleyrand. Woo!
Because we find it comical.
Yes.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Give me 5.
Yeah, Lost. Songs with Lost in the title. So remember that show that had so much promise and then crashed and burned? Lost.
Lost.
Is what we'll be doing.
Why does Taylor Swift at the NFL bother me in the Super Bowl?
It bothered you?
Yeah.
Wait, it bothered you?
Yeah.
I know it bothered a lot of people.
Yeah. It bothered me.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We'll have to talk about that in depth.
Huh. I don't get it. Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
And in a minute, we're going to do one American dollar, which I believe you will win.
Oh, good.
Pretty sure.
I need a dollar.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
I do. Just hand it over. You know what? I'll just go ahead and take it if you don't mind. Ah, you really have it in hand today. Nice.
One
I certainly
American
didn't
dollar?
Forget the other day.
The most popular Valentine's Day gifts in the U.S. This should be easy. You got to get 4 out of the top 10.
For a normal guy.
You get 6 guesses. The most popular Valentine's Day gifts in the United States.
I don't know
States.
If you've heard, but Valentine's Day has been canceled this year. It's not happening.
Is that right?
Yeah, you might want to take that into consideration.
That's one wrong.
Come on. Well, leaps to mind, roses. Who doesn't love roses? Ah.
Flowers will count.
How about chocolates? Here's a box of chocolates. I ate most of them, dear.
Candies, sweets,
good.
That will count.
Candy and sweets, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big
category.
Yeah, by the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com. Are we heading out there for Valentine's Day, you and I?
Like we do. Of course.
I guess I'm going to go with jewelry, like a ring or rings, that sort of
jewelry.
Thing.
Jewelry.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Yep. So you got 3 out of 3 so far.
Yeah.
You just got to get one more.
And this is what I'm like thinking. I don't know. I hope not. But do people give each other puppies? Like a little puppy for Valentine's Day? Like a little...
I'm sorry. Is your guess puppies?
Yeah. A puppy? Look, a puppy.
Right. But seriously, is that a guess?
Yeah. A puppy.
People don't give puppies for Valentine's Day.
Well, they do
Day?
In commercials, don't they?
I mean, if you're going to get a puppy anyway, maybe they make
maybe
a Valentine thing out of
they
it.
Do it.
But
yeah.
I don't think that's...
I mean, I guess some sort of clothing item, like a clothing thing, some sort of cloth clothing, like a nice dress shirt.
I mean, I really hate to give it to
I really, honestly, dude, I did not think I was going to get... I am not a romantic fella.
What?
Comes as a shock.
The most popular Valentine's Day gifts in the United States, number 10, is lingerie, underwear, pajamas.
Ah, there we go. Lingerie. Why didn't I think of that? Come
number
on.
9 is perfume or cologne.
Okay, you stink, so here's this.
Number 8 is clothing or shoes.
Oh, clothing. Well, there you go.
Number 7 is jewelry.
Jewelry.
You got.
Yeah.
Number 6 is gift cards.
Ew. That's lame. here's a gift card. I love you. Go spend it somewhere. I don't care. I don't know. It just seems kind of lame.
Number five is wine.
Oh, wine.
Number four is a romantic dinner.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. Have you ever given a gift card for Valentine's Day?
It depends on who it's for. Is it my romantic partner? No.
Oh, I see.
No.
No. What does she get on this list? Generally.
Everything else.
A new car!
Did I say three flowers?
Yes.
Okay, two greeting cards.
Okay, a greeting card. Sure, of course.
And you got number one, candy or sweets.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy my dollar. Thank you, man. Woo!
How is Foreigner not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The list makes me crazy.
How is Foreigner not in there?
Doesn't make any sense at all. Are they on the list this year? I don't even know. I saw it once. Oh, they are.
They are on the list of nominees.
How many times have they been on the list of nominees?
I don't know, but they've been, I think, you know, you have to have it be 25 years since your first recording.
Right.
And I think that was early 2000s.
Oh, a long time ago for them. Yeah.
I can't imagine why that's a thing.
And then how does it all work backstage? How do they vote? Is there someone that goes around with some candy?
I don't know exactly.
Man, we'll hook you up. For Foreigner.
Here are the nominees for the 2024 induction. Mm-hmm. Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. Fine. Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Fine, don't care.
Doesn't she only do Christmas music now?
I think so.
Has to be, okay.
Cher.
Cher, obviously.
I would think so, right?
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band?
Why not?
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I don't care.
Either way, I'd be fine with.
Listen, I'm glad it's not some sort of sponsored thing or whatever with them because I don't care. This whole thing to me is just like a way of getting.
Oh, I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a tourist trap. It's like, hey, come out here to, is it Cleveland? I don't even know where it is.
It is Cleveland, yeah.
Come on out here and stay in our Motel 6 and go look at these things.
Eric B. and Rakim, mm-hmm. Foreigner, Peter Frampton.
Yeah, Peter, now, then there are the occasional artists that are really happy about it, which is awesome. That makes, right. I mean, you know, recognition is cool, and he was actually very happy about it. He was like, oh, thanks, man, that's, and I love Peter, he's very cool.
Jane's Addiction?
I wonder what Peter, Paul, what's his name?
Perry?
Yeah, thank you. Peter, Paul, and Perry. I wonder what they think about it.
I'll bet it's important to him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'll bet it is.
It seems a Perry sort of thing.
Cool in the Gang?
I went to see them in New York City in a molecular club in the mid-90s with the Gap Band. And I was expecting...
Were you wearing leather pants?
You know it. And I was expecting... I don't know how I got whatever. And it was just this tiny little bar. And I was expecting the Gap Band was going to be... Because, you know, the Gap Band, right? Yeah. But Kool and the Gang were amazing.
Yeah, of course.
They were like, blew you out of the water.
Right.
I was like, huh, this isn't the kind of show I go to.
So you're telling
Maybe
me
I
you
should.
Were surprised that Kool and the Gang was good in
Incredibly
concert at a small
good.
Bar.
Yeah, and a tiny bar. I mean, you could step on him.
Lenny Kravitz?
That dude rules.
Being nominated?
He's building this garden for us.
Oasis?
Sure. Well, now Noel really
is
won't
a
care.
Band. Noel cares.
No, Liam no, doesn't. You're right. Yes.
Liam has come out and said it's BS. I'm not going to be there.
I won't be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he said, and then he slighted his brother like he always does.
Of course he will be.
Yeah, because he loves the attention.
Ooh,
that kind of stuff.
Him and his high flying birds or whatever.
I love Oasis.
Me
like to
too. And Noel is an awesome dude.
Sinead O'Connor?
Well, that's a given. I mean, that should have happened a long time ago.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy! Ozzy's
right?
not in?
Nope.
What kind of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is this?
What kind of world are we living in?
If he doesn't win this year, I really won't care. He should.
But I'd want it for him.
Yeah, no, yes. If he cares, yes.
Sade and A Tribe Called Quest, so that's it. So we're looking for
operator.
We're looking for Ozzy. We're looking for Jane's Addiction. We're looking for Foreigner.
And we're also not caring.
And we're not caring.
Who's naked now?
Endless amount of stories.
Who's naked now?
Which is kind of concerning. What's wrong with the human race?
Man caught pleasuring himself in Nashville library.
At a library. In a library. Wow. Okay.
He was arrested for masturbating in the Vanderbilt University Divinity Library in Nashville.
Divinity Library?
Yes.
Wow, this is taking it to all sorts of new levels.
Officers responded after a report of a man watching porn on a library computer.
Oh, all right. I thought he was maybe reading Dante's Inferno and just really got
so
into it.
So then, while en route, they got another call that said he had taken it to the next level. Now he wasn't just watching porn, he was participating.
He was making it 3D.
When they got there, they found 25-year-old Mark Cowart
Come on, Mark.
Sitting at a computer watching porn with his sweatpants down and his hand inside his boxers.
Oh, come on, Mark. That's not where your hand goes. Didn't anybody teach you that?
Officers then put handcuffs on him and took him into custody.
Off we go. Wait, handcuffs.
But Cowart slipped out of the handcuffs.
Well, I wonder how.
Because of lube. Dude had lube.
I really was prepared. So he must have been a Boy Scout.
He came prepared. He either came prepared or he came like he always has lube.
That's probably
just
the
in case.
Sure, yeah.
Masturbation breaks
sure.
out.
Yeah. Masturbation breaks out.
You know how it does every once in a while. You got to be prepared. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
Why do I hate the Taylor Swift coverage in the football so much?
I don't know. That isn't like you. You like disruption.
I do.
Things that upset people for no apparent reason.
I do like that.
You usually are on the side of the people making the waves.
Yes.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Receive a bump to the head over the weekend?
I don't know what's wrong with
you. What exactly bothers you about? Is it the coverage? Is it her being there?
It's not her. It's the coverage.
The
stupid coverage. That's what it is.
It's the fact that the news keeps talking about her being there and people being upset about it.
In stupid ways as well.
Right.
Because when it gets to the Super Bowl, like yesterday, it's almost all filler. Filler. Very little game, filler the whole day.
I saw someone who is very fond of football, European football, saying, well, I get the attraction now as to why this exists here in America, because there's plenty of time to sell commercials.
Yes, there is. Football is perfect for commercials.
Yeah.
But I don't hate Taylor Swift.
No, definitely not.
She seems cool.
She seems in your face.
I don't really care.
I got to say, I finally heard that big concert she went on. And we were over at some friend's house and their kids wanted to watch that concert.
Right.
And so I heard 12 songs in a row of hers. And I'm like, it's top 40.
Right.
It's not bad. I've heard worse. But it didn't, you know, I'm not a tween, so it didn't grab me.
People that were so angry.
Yeah.
About her being on the
show.
I don't care. And I do find it funny the theories that people are throwing out. Like, this is all a big thing orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
Why are all these theories going on now? What is that?
Because everyone's doing their own research, Sluggo. That's why.
Oh, my God. What was it, the guy that was in Afghanistan who was all upset about thinking that, you know, there are chips in birds or whatever? And he's like, I was there on the ground in battle, and we couldn't even see over the hill. They don't have enough equipment and whatever at this stage of the game to help us win the war. There's no way all of this crazy stuff is going on. You people are insane. You've got too much time on your hands.
A lot of people, I saw more this year than ever before, think that the NFL is scripted. It's written ahead of time. That's what was supposed to happen last night.
There are certain sports you could do that with, and I don't even say that they do. I don't know or care, but football, there's no way.
I just think...
You can't pre-plan that. That's ridiculous. That's insane.
That is insane, yes.
And I love the what's-his-face, the Prez, actually kind of kicked back.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. Joe Biden with
the
eyes.
That must have made some people, like, lose their mind and really think it's true.
I mean, that's part of it, is that there's an election coming up, and she's very, very popular and has a lot of sway with people.
Big time.
And she's very Democratic. I mean, let's be honest. That's a huge part of it. But that doesn't bother me.
But you just want to watch the game. You don't want to see, oh, look, Joe Blow is very upset. Oh, he's still upset. Now, why is he upset? Let's go back to Joe Blow.
I don't know what it is about it.
Yeah.
But if you can help me figure it out, 818-955-KLOS. Did it bug you? And if so, why did it bug you?
What's specific? Not necessarily we're not looking at the politics side of it.
No, we don't want to talk politics.
We're talking that someone there is supporting her boyfriend and everybody's blown it out of proportion. And that bothers some
people. I mean, she is the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, at the moment.
Right?
Yeah.
At the moment, for sure.
Mm-hmm. This is her time.
So, I mean, it makes sense that they cover it that much. So why did it bug me?
Yeah. Did they actually? I thought they didn't cut to her.
They didn't.
You know, weirdly,
I
didn't have a chance.
The truth is, they didn't very
much.
Right,
and which is interesting,
I think.
Because, I mean, I thought, of course, you got a star like that, and you have this kind of controversy, they'd be showing her constantly. But they didn't.
There's been a lot of kickback, though, and that's part of the problem is why.
Right.
There's so much kickback on that. Yeah. There's so many people complaining about
it. And what is it so, but you can't nail down what it is that you don't like about the whole thing.
I don't know.
You don't like it as much, this much hoopla over?
She's super, super famous. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that they anybody, cover her wherever she goes.
Anybody at that level of fame, if they're in the crowd for whatever reason.
Yes, agreed.
They're going to cut to them. Well, they cut to the B-level stars on a regular basis.
Yes, they do. That's very true. People you haven't seen on TV or in movies for 75 years.
Wasn't he Mr. Woodman on Welcome Back, Kotter in 1976.
So why does it bug me and what did it bug you?
Yeah.
818-955, and by the way, is the NFL scripted? 818-955-KLOS. You said you saw him at the U2 show?
Yeah, someone sent me a picture of him watching U2 at the Sphere, and they're like, they thought at first it wasn't really him, and they got up close, and he totally even posed for the picture.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool, with U2 in the background on stage.
I like that.
Yeah.
We're talking about the coverage of Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl yesterday. What do you have thoughts?
Yeah, the thing I don't get is I saw a clip of the, you know, the Jumbotron thing, and they were showing plenty of other celebrities at the game that they never showed on TV. They showed Jeff Goldblum, and he started having fun with it and dancing. And
is that right?
They showed Justin Bieber, and he leaned over. I guess I thought he was on the kiss cam because he just leaned over and kissed his wife.
Right.
I was trying to remember some of the other celebrities they showed, but they showed other ones, but it was on a video that I saw, like, on YouTube of the actual, like,
so yeah, so it was like
the commercials, the Jumbotron thing.
They're in Vegas, but not on the TV.
Yeah, they were enjoying the game. They
right.
Just, you know, Taylor's more important, I guess. The thing I don't get, though, about the Taylor hate is you see her at the awards shows, and she seems like she is a genuine fan of all the music. She's singing.
Yep.
She's dancing. She's having fun.
She seems really nice.
Is that not... Yeah, it's like, is that not what you do at a concert?
Right, exactly.
You sing along, you jump up, you stand up, you dance.
Yep.
You guys are making fun of her because she actually knows the words to a Metallica song? Come on, leave her alone.
There you go. I like those words. Leave her alone. I like that.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Why does Taylor Swift coverage at the NFL Super Bowl bug me?
And, more importantly,
is it scripted? Why does Taylor Swift's coverage on the Super Bowl bug me?
Not that she's there, not that she's his boyfriend, just the fact that they keep talking about it.
I don't understand.
Doing stories about
Kirk it. Kirk says her screen time on the Super Bowl was 54 seconds total.
I know a guy named John Frost who bet she was going to show up 14 times. He actually placed bets like you like to do on weird random things 14 times, and he lost because I think they only cut to her once, maybe twice.
Yeah, I don't know.
So 54 seconds was her total screen time, huh? That's nothing.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I've been a huge Chiefs fan for a long time, so I've been watching every game for at least the last 5 years. I've been watching them for 30 years.
Right.
But as far as the scripted, you can't script a block extra point. How do you script that? There's no way.
I agree. How could you possibly control the gravity, for that matter?
It isn't possible.
No,
it's
right?
not possible to... No, it isn't. It's ridiculous.
You're going
to
be, okay, kicker, making a low trajectory punt, and you put it right where that guy's big fat paw is going to be to swat it down.
Thank you.
You're right.
Do you know anybody who actually thought it was scripted, or is you only seen that online, like everybody else for the most part?
No, I've questioned it myself over the years, watching some of this magic with Mahomes and stuff, but it's just... You know, it's just amazing.
But it is truly amazing, and it is truly happening. It's not scripted.
Right,
that's
right.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
But as far as Taylor Swift goes, that's totally amusing. And I've got friends that are starting to hate on the whole Chiefs, you know, for certain reasons. Maybe it's that, or because they're just overexposed.
But I assume it's because they're overexposed.
And doing so well.
Any team that wins a lot gets a lot of backlash.
2 years in a row, I hate you.
Yeah, but I don't care, because watching the games is maximum entertainment. It's almost like going to a concert.
Yeah, of course.
Right
of
on,
course.
Man. Thank you for calling, dude. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I think I have a reason for you, man. I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's the TV network pandering to a new audience, or their perceived new audience.
Hmm.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah, football is traditionally, or at least stereotypically, a male-viewed sport, and then now they have Taylor Swift come along, and all the housewives at home or something like that are supposed to be like, oh, hey, Taylor Swift is there, so they're going to sit through, like, 3 hours worth of game just to catch a glimpse of her or something. It's like the stupidest marketing idea in the world, but that's what they're doing.
Pandering.
That makes sense. Yeah. That pandering does, would bug me. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Right on, man.
That's what I thought about yesterday, man. I thought it might be what's getting you to.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting Kevin to lay down on your couch and think about things for a little while. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Why did it bug me so much that the Taylor Swift coverage on the Super Bowl?
Well said, man. And is
the NFL scripted? Is it possible that the NFL is scripted?
I mean,
come on now.
Can you imagine? I mean, as an actor, it's hard for them to hit their marks and repeat all the things they have to say and grab the person when they're dancing in the same motion over and over and over again. Can you imagine like a football field on the Super Bowl, everybody doing exactly what they're supposed to?
The number of people that would have to be involved in that?
Oh, my God. It's just insane. And how much practice would you have to do in order to fake a football game like that?
Right.
How many times would you have to play every play?
That makes no sense.
It makes zero sense.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, the script. Well, I heard from a rumor for today from my one of my coworkers that one of the Kansas City Chiefs players predicted the score was going to be 22-23, and he was on the Jets, and he actually caught the winning touchdown. That's on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay, I don't know what you're, I don't understand what you're saying.
He knew exactly how the game was going to end, and it was all written out ahead of time to get there.
They think it was through Vegas, yeah. that's what the script. That's why they think it was scripted, and it's on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube. It's Hardman, I believe, is the player that caught the winning touchdown. He's the one that predicted the score and everything. So,
do you think there's any truth to it?
Well, I mean, either he's a psychic or he's a predictionist.
Well, he's going to Vegas. He's able to make a good bet.
I mean, listen, that wasn't the score. Does that matter?
22-25. I'm sorry. 22-25. He predicted that.
22-25.
Because of the touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So he predicted that, and that's why people think it's a script.
Well, there had to have been other people that predicted that exact score, right? I mean, there's no way he's the only person. That would be even crazier odds that no one else came to that.
But just think about this for a second. The fact
that it was the Kansas City Chiefs player.
But think about this for a second. Let me just run something by you. How many people would have to be in on this?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And keep it a secret.
Yeah, whatever gets kept secret.
And I'm just going to say that's not possible.
Yeah.
The number of people that
it's not possible. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan myself, but I mean, and Mahomes is great. He's a great player. But the fact is that, you know, it's on YouTube, and this guy, how did he predict it, or how did he know that was going to happen?
Luck.
Yeah, just luck. Yeah.
Yeah, it was luck. Yeah. So either.
Because, think of someone in the locker room just happened to accidentally let it slip, and then someone else not on the team or whatever heard. It would be the biggest story of the year, of the decade.
Dumb.
That they faked it.
Exactly.
It's dumb, and congratulations.
Yeah.
It's because it's in Vegas, and because, sure, you know, it's money.
And because everyone's crazy now, and they believe that crazy is crap.
That is true.
The earth is flat.
I heard that. I saw it on YouTube.
Well, the Chiefs are the underdogs. They're up by, favored by 1 point.
Right.
Right.
And they beat them by 3. So,
right,
they wanted people to bet on the 49ers, knowing the Chiefs.
I think you actually believe it's true, that it was all scripted.
Well, no, maybe not. I mean,
maybe not.
It was a hell of a game. That's all I know.
I just think
it's a hell of a game, and go Chiefs. I'm just glad they won, you know?
Yeah, all right.
And the whole Taylor Swift thing, hey, good for Kelce that he's banging it. You know?
Yeah. There you go. That's the right thing.
Oh,
right on, dude.
You are a romantic.
Give me four. You should, original artist.
You should start it so that you can sing along with it.
There you go. It's Stu, acoustic.
It's not.
Stu, unplugged.
It's not. It's not. No.
That's beautiful. No, I'm touched.
The solid no. Solid no.
All right, what's the little...
Give me five. The title is Lost.
Lost?
Songs with Lost in the title.
Oh, all right.
Like my singing.
Yes.
Let's start with Rainbow, shall we? Lost in Hollywood. What's the number, man?
818-955-KLOS.
Remember when that was so awesome?
That's the theme to the TV show Lost.
And every time it started, I was like so excited. I'm like, what, crazy? And then it was all, they're dead. Oh. Brilliant.
It was a little disappointing. Give me five songs with Lost in the title.
This is the theme from Lost Boys. I know Marcy loves this song, and I love Marcy. She is the best. She rules. Same. So play it for her. My little sister in the K-Los. That is your 80s movie assignment, The Lost Boys. Oops, hold on a second. Wrong station. songs
that have Lost in the title.
Hello, K-Los.
Hey, how about a little Alice Cooper, Lost in America?
Nice one. Very like cool. It. Who's this?
This is Tom from Pico.
Right on, man. All right, we will do it for you. Thank you, dude.
All right, thanks, Kevin Sluggo. Later.
Damn.
That's pretty great.
That's so good. Queens of Stone Age for a couple people. Brian in San Pedro and G-Unit 1111 asked for that one.
Yep.
And right before that, it was Jay Giles' band. That's for PSA 95. They hit us up at social media. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Do we have time for any more of these Lost songs?
I mean, not 30 seconds.
Really? I mean, yeah. It'd be a really short song. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I want to hear I Lost on Jeopardy by Weird Al.
So you were saying people are dumb?
In general, yeah, that's my statement. Huh. Stand by it.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, me too.
They ought to know.
I stand by it. That
there
is
was,
dumb.
Two streakers last night.
Yo, right, at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl.
Super Duper Bowl.
And they weren't streakers.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
You have one job. Right?
Yeah.
You get naked, you run on the field.
That right.
That's streaking.
It's been well respected since the 1970s.
Two guys did it at once. One was wearing a pair of blue jeans and the other a pair of white jeans.
What? That's not streaking. That's
but
just
they
being
took
a
off their
jackass.
Shirts.
Oh, woo! Hot. What is it with all the guys taking off their shirts here in the future? What happened to the ladies taking off? What
well,
the
ladies
hell?
Aren't generally dumb enough to streak.
No.
Usually it's the guys.
Which sucks.
Especially at a Super Bowl, because let's be honest, there's a lot of security there.
Right.
But these guys made it like 5-10 yards and got tackled.
Come on.
And take it away.
I mean, what's his face? Whoever it was on the Oscars back in the day, you know, fully nude, right? It's what you do if you're going to do it.
That's if you're going to do it.
You're going to do it.
Do it.
Do it. Happy Valentine's Day on Wednesday to you, Kevin.
Oh, that's very lovely.
I care.
I send stuff to my kids every year.
Right, for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I sent them some chocolate-covered fruit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the website, it came up and it said, are you having trouble finding things to write to your Valentine?
Oh, no. I love it.
Let AI help you.
Yes.
So I went to four different ones.
Uh-huh.
The first one is a country song.
Okay.
So now this is for me to write on my Valentine.
Right.
To whoever.
Right.
And it's in the form of a country song.
So you start up the twang.
Down these country roads we'll ride with love as our guide. You stole my heart, you know, on this Valentine's. It's you I'll never let go. That's what they suggest.
You know, that's not quite as stinky as I expected.
And I said, no.
Stinky. Yeah.
Then they have an option for a haiku.
Lay it on me.
Valentine's Day love. Shining hearts. Kissed by passion. Connections embrace.
Shut up.
It's just words.
Shut up, you machine. Yeah, exactly.
And then they had Shakespeare.
Oh, nice. All right.
Like, all right. How do you, what am I supposed to use for Shakespeare?
Hark,
my beloved Valentine Day companion. Let us dance and revel as love doth ascend. Sending thee countless embraces, kisses, and roses, dear friend. On this Valentine's Day, 'tis time to be snug and conjoined.
Conjoined? Like a twin? Yes. That's like AI that carried a spear on stage for a Shakespeare play.
And finally, a
wow.
rap. This is
nice.
AI's
talking.
Version of a rap.
Nice.
Yo, 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 my Valentine's Day date. Let's groove and move. Let love infiltrate.
Word to your refrigerator.
Sending you mad hugs, kisses, and roses, my homie. It's Valentine's Day. Time to get cozy.
Oh.
So those are your choices.
Wow.
Time for what we learned. Sluggo won one American dollar.
Woo!
He got four out of the top 10 gifts people give for Valentine's Day.
And I'm going to buy a whole lot of Valentine's present for my Valentine with that dollar.
With that dollar?
Yep.
And in Who's Naked Now, a guy watched porn and then masturbated in a school library.
In the divinity section, no less.
The police cuffed him and he slipped out of the cuffs with the lube that was on his hands.
There are times when there's TMI, man. It's just, that's rough. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Moments from now, songs with Lost in the title on Gimme 5.
Right now we have two tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band on the Summer Stadium Tour. It's Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. You can get tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Max.
Max, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes, sir.
You get to go see those guys.
Right on, man. I love those sweet bands.
Nice. Along with Journey and Steve Miller Band, it's the Summer Stadium Tour, August 25th at SoFi Stadium, and you got tickets for free.
Right on, guys. Right on. Love your show.
There is a guy by the name of Danny.
Danny?
Yeah, he works at R&R Industries Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he does all day?
No.
He listens to KLOS.
Wow, that's cool.
Right? John Lennon appeared on the BBC show Top of the Pops on this day in rock in 1970 to perform his new solo song, Instant Karma. 2 years ahead of The Wall, Pink Floyd released their 10th studio album, Animals, on this day in rock in 1977. The Police spent $255 to record their first single, Fallout, on this day in rock in 1977 at Pathway Studios in London.